Welcome back to Maryland Morning with Tom Hall. I am Nathan Sterner. Baltimore is a city known for a great many things, but one of its greatest assets may be its artistic community. And one of the driving engines of that community is MICA, the Maryland Institute College of Art. Founded in 1826, it's the oldest art and design college in the country. But old as it is, the world-renowned school is all about innovation. One of its newest efforts is a program called MICAPreneurship, launched last September. It aims to promote and seed student business enterprises that incorporate artistic and design elements, and it's doing that through its new annual Upstart Venture Competition, a Shark Tank-like contest in which MICA student and alumni applicants pitch their business plans to a panel of judges vying for a piece of a $100,000 pool of foundation-supported development grants. With me in studio this morning are members of three of the four winning teams of the first Upstart Venture Competition. Julie Buisson is a co-founder of Modern Nature, an urban farming enterprise that is growing and selling nutritious microgreens. Good morning, Julie.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Very good, thank
And if you.
You
don't know what microgreens are, Julie will explain that in a moment. Also here with us this morning, Jay Jackson, co-founder of TNP Studios, a media company launched in 2011 that produces the Nerdpocalypse and other podcasts that address a wide range of interests and the needs of Baltimoreans. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning.
Also here, Renz Balagtos. I'm sorry for botching your name. Balagtos, is that correct?
No, you got it. That was perfect.
Renz is a co-founder of Joint Youth Movement, known by its acronym JIM. It's a startup that plans to create a new kind of flexible and interactive space for artists to create, exhibit, and sell their work. And it's so good to have you all here. Congratulations to all of you.
Thank you
very much.
So I want to hear how each of you, as students at MICA, which is an art college after all, got started on the path towards setting up a business. Are you thinking maybe there's a way to be an artist and self-supporting at the same time? Start with you, Jay.
So for me, I sort of got the passion of doing my own version of radio, I guess, out of my house. And from there, it just sort of became, I guess, my art. And I started a grad program at MICA this past year, and just from there I heard about the competition, so then I just thought I'd go for it.
Radio as art for you, Jay. Agriculture for art as you, Julie?
So I had a little bit more experience in the business world because I did the MA MBA program with MICA. So becoming an entrepreneur was kind of always in the back of my mind. And as far as agriculture, I had previously worked in the agricultural world, been more in conventional ag, and then started becoming interested in organic farming, and I wanted to see how to apply organic farming to cities to try and reduce issues around food deserts. And so that's how I used my business degree, and my MICA degree allowed me to, incorporate design elements and sustainability practices in the planning of the farm.
And Renz, business and art with performance?
It's more than just performance for us. I feel like the three of us were inspired by our fellow students who already started spaces of their own. And the beautiful part about that is it gives other students a chance to show their art as well, like in more spaces. So the three of us, Juan Sebastian and Sam, just decided that, hey, we can do this too. And if we do this, maybe other people will feel like they can start their own space or do something on their own. And that's the awesome part about MICA entrepreneurship, is it gives everybody the chance to do that, like, along the way.
So exactly what are you trying to do, Renz, with performance spaces? What was your award for?
It's more than the performance space aspect of it. Actually, we wanted to become curators and sort of art agents, where we promote and we're trying to also unite all of the emerging artists, not just coming out of MICA, but, you know, musicians. That's where the performance space aspect comes in. And we don't necessarily need a space to do what our business entails. We can go and promote artists in other spaces. And the reason why we want to start up a space is because, hey, if our intent is to show as many artists as we can, well, why not show one in our own space?
What sorts of other spaces that are not traditional spaces are you working with?
Well, during the MICA Entrepreneurship Contest, we were working with City Garage, with Damian Costa and the Sagamore Ventures, and we pitched him our idea, and he was very excited about it, and he decided that, hey, it was a good idea to give us a chance to incubate a space for one whole year. And we're currently still talking to him and working through our opening, but that was a huge deal for us. And that's sort of our foot in the door as far as our curation goes.
And you're also looking to build some sort of artist database?
The artist database is just basically an online portfolio where we've been collecting photos and images of artists' work so we can present it to local businesses, corporations, so they can... We're sort of bringing the art to them and bridging the gap between the people who can afford the art and the artists who are... We believe they should be represented more, and that the art should be shared and in a wider scope in the city. Not just the Mica bubble, as they call it, but the artist should have a chance to show everywhere and to show to everybody.
And how will you be using your grant?
We're going to be using our grant to start paying for our website and paying for all of the scary business legal stuff like insurance, lawyers, things like
that. That is
scary. Yeah.
to you now, Jay, tell us about the Nerdpocalypse podcast series and the other radio-esque things that you are doing.
So back in 2011, my best friend and I decided that we were huge podcast listeners and talk radio listeners, and we thought, just as a hobby, like, well, we could do this on our own. Let's see if anybody would actually listen. And it turns out, to our surprise, actually, people did. And
how many people are downloading your podcast?
So TMP Studios is a network of shows that we run, and we average more than 100,000 downloads per month.
Wow.
So, which isn't bad considering it's mostly done out of an extra bedroom of my house. But we do shows on film and sort of nerd culture, and one of our most popular show deals with black films and films in the African diaspora specifically, and a show about video games, and we have another show about politics, both local and national politics, and actually world politics as well. So the idea is to not only do those shows, but we are also moving into one of the big projects, one of my sort of passion projects now, is sort of an audio documentary series about 1 year later after the Baltimore Uprising. We had done sort of a stream of consciousness broadcast during the Baltimore Uprising, the night all of the riots and everything were happening. And we got a massive response on an international level. And I kind of want to go back and talk to people, interview people in that area, both citizens and police officers and, people who are outside of that area who sort of watch it on TV as if it was happening in a foreign country, and really get an understanding of the changes that are happening there. Are people happy or still upset? How do they feel? And our goal is to give a voice to people who don't normally have it, and on a level that we've already established.
That's Jay Jackson with the Nerdpocalypse podcast series. You're listening to Maryland Morning. I'm Nathan Sterner. Also here in studio, Julie Buisson of Modern Nature and Renz Balagtos, co-founder of Joint Youth Movement. They've all won grants with the Upstart Venture Competition at MICA. Turning to you, Julie, tell us about Modern Nature.
Sure. So Modern Nature is a modern agricultural company. So we want to develop systems to allow for food to be grown indoor year-round in cities. And so I met my business partner, Mark Verdesia, back in graduate school, and he is a scientist by nature. He has a PhD in biology. And we bonded over, a desire to start an urban farm and become involved in indoor agriculture. After I won a first grant from MICA last year when I graduated, we were able to purchase a 14-foot trailer, and we transformed that into an indoor farm in which we now grow microgreens.
Microgreens. What are microgreens?
So microgreens are just baby greens that are less than 2 weeks old. And they usually just have the stem and two leaves. And so they're very small, but the nutrition is concentrated in the stem and those two leaves. So you actually get about 20 to 60% more nutritional value than the mature counterpart. And you can grow microgreens for any type of edible vegetable or herb. So you can grow carrot microgreens, basil microgreens, broccoli microgreens. There's a huge amount of variety.
At that small, do they all have significantly different tastes? Or
They do. The flavor is concentrated in the stem and the leaves. And it's always very surprising to people who try them for the first time because you can recognize the taste of the carrot or the fennel very strongly.
And you're growing these all in a trailer?
Correct. They're growing in a 14-foot trailer in Better Waverly, and they are grown in coconut husk using LED lights and just pure tap water to which there's no pesticides or fertilizers added. It's just Baltimore tap water that we filter. And we learn how to grow by someone who also grows in Baltimore named Larry Hounds, who owns City Hydro, and he... you know, we've been using his lessons, and now we are able to replicate this in this trailer, and we hope to really bring this to schools in the coming months and after school programs.
Yeah, tell us about your plans and what you'll be doing with your grants.
So there's multiple things. We also need a website, same things, just basic
all
business
those scary things.
Exactly. Building out our office, which is what we're doing currently. It's in my house. It's just one room in my house. and then we are also going to be partnering with Tubolt Studio, which was another winner of the MICA competition. And they're going to be building a shelf that we're going to put in the 901 Arts Center of the Better Waverly community. And inside, we're going to be able to use that shelf to grow microgreens. So we're transforming one of their closets into what we call a living pantry. And so the kids will be able to grow microgreens, and then we'll teach them how to make healthy snacks with them. And hopefully that will be a pilot program that we'll be able to replicate throughout the city.
I described this Upstart Venture competition as a sort of Shark Tank-like contest. What was it like, all of you, to be involved in it?
Well, you know, it interestingly enough, even though it is sort of a Shark Tank-type competition, we never felt, I'd never felt, where it was, you know, me versus anyone else in the group. They were able to, Micah was able to create an environment where we were more coworkers than anything, sort of always trying to lift each other up and, you know, try to help each other if we knew, you know, if we had a connection that would help one company or another. It never felt, you know, aggressive or anything like that, which was really great. And I think the sort of the award ceremony when the winners were announced proved that. Everyone was just extremely happy for all the people who won.
And feel the same to you, Renz?
Absolutely. It was a wonderful experience. We had so much support. Everybody was supporting each other. Big shout outs to Monica and Diana because they were our mentors through the whole thing. They were so excited about everything. They were willing to help anybody else out. And, you know, Monica was there to answer any questions. And if you were, whenever we came to her for help or support, she 10x'd it and, you know, gave us all of the connections she could have possibly given us. Just answered anything we could have asked. The competition, I agree 100% with what Jay said. It was very exciting. And as young businessmen, me, Sam, and Juanse, didn't exactly know what we were getting into, but along the way we got lessons, real life lessons, and business lessons, organization and the reality. And I couldn't have asked for a better program to teach me what it is like out there as a young entrepreneur.
And do you recommend this sort of program for other folks looking to
100%. Sorry to interrupt you, but that's how excited I am about the program. It's awesome.
That's fine. You can interrupt me all you like. Well, actually, you can't because we're coming to the end of our segment. We've been talking this morning with members of three of the four prize-winning teams in Micah's first Upstart Venture competition. Julie Buisson, co-founder of Modern Nature, an urban farming enterprise. Jay Jackson, co-founder of TNP Studios, a podcaster and media company. And Renz Balagtos, co-founder of Joint Youth Movement, an art performance and retail space. Thank you all for coming in, and best of luck with your businesses.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Coming up after a break for the news, Tom Hall will be talking with opera diva Sarah Joy Miller about her starring role in a new production of Romeo and Juliet. It's Maryland Morning. I'm Nathan Sterner. Right now, it's time for the Environment in Focus.